This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's been the week of Taylor Rooks's X account because... Last week, before we left, we talked about Donovan Mitchell's comments to her. And now I am back on a Monday and we're talking about Donovan Mitchell on Taylor Rooks's X account and talking about the importance of pushing Evan Mobley going forward.
I mean, he's defensive player of the year at 24 years old.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He was first team all defense last year at 23. But offensively, man, like we saw it the last game of the playoffs. I saw it throughout most of the year. That's why he's all NBA. And then one of the biggest reasons I re-signed was him. Like, you know, seeing what he did in the Boston series, especially when I was out and Karis was out and a bunch of guys were out, like he had the ball in his hand and we're figuring out, like, you know, and whatnot. So I think for like we said, like when he figures it out, and I think a lot of that too is just like the aggression, like the come, because he has it, he's shown it, he's done it, and it's now it's all 82 plus the 16 wins, like it's every single night. And it's not when he doesn't do it, it's not that he's not capable. I think it's just understanding that that's what comes with continuing taking the step to be the guy. You know what I mean? But like I said, it's growing pains. That's the process of it. And I think you see it so much throughout the season. And I'm like, man, he has no idea. He does, but he doesn't. You know what I mean? And for I think that's what makes him special.
So I guess my first thing, what was your first reaction when you heard that?
I loved it. I love the idea that he like signaled out why he signed the extension was Evan Mobley. Like there was enough there. There was enough of a compliment sandwich in between the idea of what he was trying to get his point across, right? Obviously, he wants Mobley to be more vocal. I think that's a thing that we all see with Mobley to begin with anyway. But sometimes you do have to call out players in a certain way. But he did it in a... He did it in a nice compliment sandwich in a way that reaffirmed to Mobley, at least I think, that like, yeah, like I'm here because of you. Now here's how we need to get better.
I always viewed Anthony Davis in LA. I think LeBron was trying to give him the foundation of how to become the best player in the NBA. And then he eventually wanted to pass it off, meaning almost like the Shaq Kobe thing,
yeah,
where
for sure.
Shaq was the reason they won the first couple championships. And by the end, Kobe was his equal. And then it turns out AD just didn't have it. That's just not who he is as a basketball player. I do think Evan has it. What's interesting is I also think in key moments, Donovan has to remember that as much as Evan does.
Yeah, I just think, so this is where I would say a lot of this falls on Donovan in some ways too, though. Like if you're going to be the captain of this team and the person that is the dominating force in this team, then you have to be the one to call out Evan in these spots. Be like, hey, I need you to be more vocal here. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And I'm sure he's doing some of those things, but like I get it.
You also have to be self-aware.
For sure.
And I mean, you and I have called out umpteenth times how in the second half of that Pacers series, there were times where Evan was calling for it. There were times where Evan was being aggressive, and then Evan would get the offense on a roll by just dump, because Indiana had no, as great as Miles Turner is, he didn't really have a great answer for Evan Mobley. And then the second there would be momentum there, it would be jack up three shots or hold the ball, pound on the pavement, and then take a bad shot.
Right, but we still saw too many times like the second half of game 5. And maybe I want more clarity on that, where Donovan just either didn't trust him like didn't have the belief that he would be able to get the job done, or Evan just stopped calling for the ball. Something happened where the final 13 possessions all were Donovan Mitchell ending.
Well, and that to me is where I'm driving at, is it's like, I love hearing this from Donovan, and it should be said, like, I love the way Donovan leads in public, because I think it's a lesson that JB Bickerstaff could have learned. I think Kevin Stefanski could lead like this. You're not being critical. It is the compliment sandwich, but you are giving the truth to the public, which is all anybody really wants to hear if you're a fan, while also giving deference to say, hey, we got to figure this out. We got to work this out. And I love that Donovan's doing this. I also think, like, all right, are we going to give him, because now it becomes, to me, it's not just on Evan, is maybe where I'm going with this. It's on Kenny. It's on Donovan. It's on Darius. Like, you need to set aside games where it's like, hey, this is a great matchup. We're going to figure out the first three quarters of the game, and then the fourth quarter, we're going to Evan. Like, that's as much on the Cavs, the rest of the Cavs, as it is just on Evan to me. And it's the only part of this that I'm not entirely comfortable with is, if we just put it on Evan, I think the Cavs are missing the greater point.
It's been an odd stretch for Donovan in some of this stuff, though. Like, think about it. So last week when you were off, I got really mad at the idea that everyone was going after Sophie Cunningham. That's a different story for a different time. But, like, Donovan was quote tweeting about that. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant, Nash, and LeBron were all doing this podcast bashing Darius Garland. And in the process of it all, I was like, well, Donovan, where are you at? Like, you need to be defending your guy in that moment. You need to be publicly out here defending Darius, and he just was nowhere to be found. And so I think it's interesting the things that Donovan is now choosing to take part in and not take part in.
I mean, this is the summer of building up Evan, though.
That's what I mean by that. That's what makes it so interesting. Is like, so Darius got absolutely destroyed for a 24-hour period by three of the... I mean, Nash is a two-time MVP winner. He is very, very outspoken, and he's got a big name in the NBA. But Durant and LeBron, I mean, they brought up Garland, and they made it seem like he'd never played basketball before, in a sense. And where was Donovan there? Like, nowhere to be found. And so, but he's out here with this, with the Evan Mobley comment. I think that's really interesting.
Do you think it's all on Evan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
By the way,
the success of the team next year, maybe not. Depends what happens. If like LeBron comes home, then definitely not. That would take a lot of pressure off Evan Mobley. If it's Evan Mobley and Donovan, how do you get to another level if not for Evan Mobley? Like, Donovan's proven. He can't get past the second round. Mm-hmm. I love Donovan, but he's shown us there's enough proof there in his entire career. He can't get to the conference finals. If some reason he's able to, it's not because Donovan took another step forward. There's no more step forward for Donovan to take. It's going to be because other pieces around him, like Evan, take a massive step forward.
Well, and Evan is a part of Donovan's legacy in a way that Darius won't be. To answer your part of a second ago, like, Darius will never be a part of Donovan's legacy because they're going to be lumped in together. And until the Cavs actually break this up, whenever that could happen, whether it's 2 years from now because of salary or not, Evan's the guy that elevates Donovan's legacy. I think Darius is a very helpful player, but...
But isn't there recognition by Donovan in that? That he sees it the way you're describing it right there, where it's like, I got to go out here and I got to talk about Evan and I got to find a way to get the most out of Evan, where when it comes to defending Darius, I'll just be crickets.
Yeah.
Because I know where that's going.
Yeah, but I think that's where this is... This is where, again, I'm not going to kill the Cavs for the offseason. They've clearly, they're going to run it back, and that's fine. Not how I would do it, but maybe we don't know the offers that weren't out there, so I'll give them that benefit of the doubt. Kobe, I think, has earned that. The Cavs in general have earned that. But, like, Donovan and Darius was built to be broken up. Just the way that those two guys play, the overlaps, the fact that they're not the same player, but again, they occupy the same place, they have the same ball-dominant trends. Like, that was always built to be broken up. And by the way, it's still, even if you don't break it up because of the fit, in 2 years you're going to offload one of those players because of the financial implications anyway.
Right.
So, whereas it is plausible that either Darius or Evan or Donovan or Evan are going to be the core moving forward. And that's why, like, I actually will go one step further. I think Darius should be out here talking about Evan and trying to expand the perception of him.
Well, Darius hasn't been anywhere. I haven't heard him talk anywhere, and he's been dragged through for a week and a half now, and I haven't heard him speak up at all.
I think it would be time, because I think the farther we go into this, it's clearly becoming Donovan and Evan's team, and Darius is going to be left in the wake. Some of this is optics, but some of it just seems to be reality.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a great point by you, and I think it's so fascinating, that relationship between Donovan and Evan, and watching it take a next step. But maybe the whole part of this is that Donovan understands what I was alluding to, that he can't go far in the playoffs if it's just him. He needs Evan to really overtake him at some point.
Do the Cavs need to do more to unlock Evan Mobley? I will say, having two ball-dominant guards isn't going to help the kid call for the ball more. Joe DeLeon, he put out his first all-too-early mock draft. He's got a big name. He's literally a big person. Going to the Browns with the number one pick. We'll get that for Joe and thoughts on the Browns in 2025 in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.